All right, there you go. So all the ways to find us here on TAN Talk Radio Network. 3 a.m. stations and 2 FM, so 5 stations right out of this station. So there's a lot going on here. We've been on this station, with this station, for 14-plus years. So that's hard to believe, but it's really exciting, and it never gets old. We love it. Yes, and so what were we just saying right before that, Mike?
The phone number to call in.
There you go. It is this. Write it down. 480-297-0773. I'll give that to you one more time. 480-297-0773. And then it will ask you for an access code, and here's your access code. Every week, same. 362-5851 pound. 362-5851 pound. Every week, the number is the same. And we usually are on that line no later than 5 or 10 minutes after 5 on Wednesday nights. And you can actually stay on for the whole prayer meeting and Bible study if you wish. So again, that number is 480-297-0773. Access number 362-5851 pound. Okay, so we're excited about that, and that has helped. There's been several people that are able to join us on Wednesday night and they're not able to come for one reason or another. That's a blessing. So anyway, back to what God is doing. In so many ways, we are seeing growth in our people. Don't you think, Nan? Do you want to comment on that?
Yes. I'm seeing different people, if you will, growing up in God.
Yeah.
Getting closer.
Yes.
To God, hungering more for God. You know, myself, I hunger more for God and seek change in my life and to get closer to Him and, you know, to walk more in the way that He wants me to walk. I mean,
amen.
We all have arrived.
Right.
None of us have arrived, you know.
Right.
And, you know.
And, you know, one of you talked a minute about the family. I guess that's you, Jen, when you said something about the family at Beacon. We are a family. You
yes.
know, and we have a lot of fun. And we used to have a meal on Sundays once a month. And right now with COVID, we have them less frequently. But we do have good times and good parties and all kinds of things. So if you're needing a church family and want to check us out, come and visit. Sunday mornings is 10 a.m. It is also on Sunday morning on Zoom. All you have to do to connect with Zoom is download Zoom into your computer and then write an email to prayers@bohmglobal.com and say, put me on the Zoom list for Sunday. prayers@bohmglobal.com. And also we do the Facebook post on Sunday morning. So, Nan, with all that said, the outreach is there. What people do with it is up to them, right?
It's up to them. You know, there was a period that I was not able to attend. And I used Zoom, you know, and it was a powerful tool. It still made me feel connected, you know, hearing the sermon and everything, hearing all of what was going on, you know. It kept me more connected than if I wouldn't have been on Zoom.
Sure.
I utilized the phone number on Wednesday night. I felt more connected during that prayer meeting because that's what it was doing. So I encourage people to use the media that is available to them,
sure,
that we have made available to them, that God has provided us with. You know, and to move forward in using that if they cannot be with us in person.
Right. Absolutely. So if you have a pen, I'm going to give you those two ways for Wednesday night. If you can not be with us and you want to be a part of prayer meeting and Bible study, or one or the other, 480-297-0773. Access code is 362-5851 pound. If you want to be a part of the Sunday service, including all the music and everything that happens, it's Zoom. And the way you get into Zoom is send a request to prayers@bohmglobal.com and say, put me on the Zoom list for Sunday. All right. So with all of that done, and prayer requests, go to prayers@bohmglobal.com. We are in John chapter 21. We're wrapping up the series on Believe and Receive. And I want to go to verse 29 of John 20, the chapter right before where we are right now. and read two verses, verse 29 and verse 30, 31, that's three verses, I guess, of John chapter 20. Jesus said, "So you believe because you've seen with your own eyes." He's talking to the disciples. He says, "Even better blessings are in store for those who believe without seeing." Now, that's all of us. We didn't see this in person, but we believe because of what we have been told and what the Bible teaches us that Jesus did. Verse 30 of John chapter 20. Jesus provided far more God-revealing signs than are written down in this book. These are written down so you'll believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and in the act of believing, have real and eternal life in the way he personally revealed it. Talk to me about that, Mike. It's so important that we realize how studying the Word causes us to believe, grow our faith.
Well, God said he'd leave his Spirit. He left his Word.
Amen.
In the written Bible.
Yes.
So when we read and study the Word, we're reading and studying what God says.
Amen.
And what he talks to us and says.
Amen.
So we learn. It builds our faith, because faith comes by hearing and hearing of the Word of God.
Right.
And it gives us encouragement when we need it.
Amen.
And it comes alive to us, and it talks to us. It tells us
yes,
the things we need to know at the present time that we may be reading,
yeah,
or just in general study.
Amen. Yeah. That's exactly what it does. Nan, I want to go back to you because we ran out of time in the last hour to get your comments on what we were talking about. So
that's okay. What I'd like to do is piggyback off of something like you said. I wrote it down, comes alive. You know, the Word of God does just come alive in our lives when we, you know, when we spend time in the Word.
Right.
It comes alive, you know. I mean, you can read over, I was reading over something the other, several months ago, and I'm like, wow, I never saw that in that passage. I go to my parents, guess what? Guess what is in it? Did you know this was in there? And they were like, no. And I'm like, yeah, this is so cool. I mean, it was what it was. It, you know, I put it in my journal. I journaled it, you know.
Yeah.
But it was something, I, you know, you can read through something 10 times, and then all of a sudden, maybe the 11th time or the 15th time
yeah.
or the 17th time, something jumps out. You're like, wow, I didn't see that before.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And it comes to life.
It does. That's we're gonna see some of those things here in John 21. Listen to this song. His promises never fail. Bethel. I love this one too. I think I love all of Bethel music.
Shadows.
Amen. Woo, your promises never fail. Woo, I love that song. That is all about Jeremiah 29:11-14, where God says, I know the thoughts and plans I have for you. Plans to bless you, give you a future and a hope. And I think so often, Mike, we get so sidetracked with our circumstances, like Peter and the disciples did here when they went out fishing and caught not one fish. That had to be a real exception to the rule. I mean, to go out fishing all night long, seven of you, and there's not one fish that you catch. What's the chances of that?
Very slim.
Very slim, right? So, yep. And I think so often we get sidetracked with our circumstances, as we've been talking in this show. And they did not realize that God allowed that. Now, and you all hear me say this a lot. It's a quote from Graham Cook. You ready, Nan? You know what I'm going to say. God allows in his wisdom what he could easily prevent by his power. So God allowed them to catch not one fish. Why, Nan?
So he could reveal his power and what he can do in their lives.
Yes.
So they thought that, I mean, he was gone. They didn't know what to do. They went back to their what they knew, you know, because he was gone, you know. And he allowed them not to catch anything.
Right.
So that he could show his power again still. That he still had the power and that he was still there.
Absolutely, that's what happened. And I think sometimes we get so mad about our circumstances that we don't stop to think that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. And that's Romans 8:28.
Amen.
Mike, you want to comment on that? Because that's what happened here. They were just like bewildered. We didn't catch one thing all night long.
Well, if one way you could look at it is to show you, they were so used to doing it their way,
yeah,
and they knew that they could do it their way, and it happened. But I think it was the Lord's way of showing them that you still need me, even though I'm not here with you. I'm with you in spirit.
Exactly. And then he shows up, you know, just when they needed him. And I think that'll preach, Jen, that he shows up. Right. And so often, when not in our timing, but in his timing. He shows up.
Amen.
Right. And it gives them the realization that, oh, that it's God, that he's alive. He's still here.
He's still here.
Right.
And at first they didn't recognize him, you know, but when he gave them specific instructions, I'm in verse 5 of John 21. Jesus said, good morning. Did you catch anything for breakfast? And they answered, no. And it's important to tell God exactly what your situation is. In verse 6, he said, throw the net off the right side of the boat, see what happens. And they did what he said. Obedience.
Right.
That whole thing talks of obedience. Talk to us, Nan, about obedience, why it's so important.
Well, you know, you need... Okay, it's like when you're a child and, you know, say your mother or father tells you, don't touch that hot stove.
Right, yeah.
Because you're going to get burned.
You're going to burn, right.
Now, if they don't obey what they're instructed to do,
right,
and they're curious, and they say, they touch it, they get burnt, then they realize
right
they should have obeyed. And, you know, when we don't obey God, we can get off into problems and issues that we wouldn't have had if we had obeyed God. I mean, I can think of,
About something. Let us in on that, Nan. What are you laughing about?
I can think of one relationship I have, and God said, don't go there.
And you went there anyway. I think we've probably all been guilty of that, maybe.
Yeah, it was a mess. You know,
I'll speak for you, Nan. We're all guilty of that.
What if they had kept casting their net to the left?
Right.
And not listened to him?
What if they had?
For days on end.
What if they had? And so often that's what we do.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Nan, with that thought. But that's a good idea, Mike. That's a good thing. Go ahead, Nan.
Well, no. I mean, and I look back. So, you know, I was in other situations that God said, don't go there, and it wasn't as a relationship situation, just Well, I know. God took me through a whole period, you know, that of telling me to keep my mouth shut at work. and he would literally keep your mouth, and I would want to say something about a situation about keep your mouth shut. And I learned a lot, and there was a situation with a lady that it was, she was backstabbing me, and there was all kind of problems. And I want to say something. God kept saying, keep your mouth shut, keep your mouth. Every time I want to say,
yeah,
keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, you know what? She moved out.
Right.
She left. And it would have looked bad on me if I'd have been going to the boss saying, da-da-da-da-da-da. It would look bad on me. But God
right.
saved me from that by saying, keep your mouth shut.
That's good.
And so we need to obey God because he knows the big picture. He knows everything going on in our lives. What, you know, I mean, that's like the tapestry, what, the story about the tapestry. You know, we only see the underside.
Sure.
Where it's knotted, where it's crossing over, where whatever. But he sees the top side.
Absolutely.
With the beautiful tapestry.
Yeah.
And we don't necessarily be able to see much of that sometimes, and sometimes we do. But we need to obey him. And he
Absolutely.
Sees the big picture.
Absolutely. I love here what it says in about, I don't know, verse 6 or 7. Jesus says, no, throw your net on the right side, right? And he did that, and all of a sudden there were so many fish, and they were not strong enough to pull them all in. And then John says to Peter, it's the master. Now, it's interesting that John recognized Jesus first. Jesus is called right here in verse 7. I didn't point this out in my sermon today, but this is a good point. Then the disciple that Jesus loved said to Peter. There was that real bond. It was John who wrote the book of John, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, the book of Revelation, that was the closest to Jesus. He is the one that at the Last Supper, John is laying on the shoulder or the chest of Jesus during the Last Supper. There was that immense close bond. And guys, that's what God wants for us. He wants us to have that kind of bond. And when John realized this and said, it's the master, then Peter suddenly realizes, oh my gosh, that's Jesus. That's Jesus talking to us. Mike, so many times we don't recognize Jesus in our circumstances.
Yeah, and how many of us can sit here and say, you know, something told me not to do that.
Exactly, right?
But not realizing that something was your inner
exactly.
spirit.
Yes.
Telling you, giving you a word from the Lord.
Right. You had a caution or a like, maybe that's not the best timing.
How many times we do that and how often and how many of us do that?
I think we do it a lot.
Yeah.
I think we do it a lot.
Well, that's our nature.
It is our nature.
Some people don't believe God, that you can hear from God.
Right. Well, Peter realizes it's Jesus, and when he realizes that, I love Peter because he just whole hog, you know. He like puts on his shirt because he's fishing, so he doesn't have a shirt on. Puts his shirt on because he wants to look okay when he gets to Jesus, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he jumps into the water, and he swims, even though it says the boat wasn't far from the shore. But Peter just couldn't wait to get to Jesus. You know, we did a song this morning, Falling in Love with Jesus. The best thing I've ever done. I love that song by Jonathan Butler. And I think that when we get so excited about our relationship with Jesus that, hey, we're just going to jump in the water and get there before anybody else. We just want that relationship,
right.
That time with him. You know what I mean, Mike?
Yeah.
Talk about that. I mean, or Jen, one of you, talk about, go ahead, Jen. What happens when we just develop, we want to develop that relationship?
Yeah. One thing that I also wanted to share is we're kind of like Simon Peter as well, because sometimes we're just recognizing Jesus if there's some miracles or some good things that's happening
yes,
to us.
Yes.
We were like so excited to, God, thank you so much for this wonderful thing that happened to me this morning. But we're not praising him every day. Sometimes we tend to sometimes also ignore him when we're like in the midst of trouble. So
yes.
I kind of like think that sometimes I admit that I'm also kind of like Simon Peter as well.
Well, I think that's being honest. I think we all are like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when we see a story like this in the Word, it causes us to want to be more of what he wants us to be. Talk about this, Nan, before we go to the song.
Oh, you said that. You know, I mean, we just need to you know, want to be what he wants us to be.
Yeah.
And, you know, we need that. We need that. We just simply need that, and we grow in him.
Wow. Amen.
This story's bringing out confessions.
It is. It is. It's all good. It's all good. It is. Elevation Worship, Do It Again. Listen to this.
Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall, but you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to
God, I love that song. Go back to John 21. Jesus told them to put their nets on the right side of the boat. They got so many fish in, they couldn't hardly contain them all. We know in verse 10 of John 21, they got 153 big fish, great big fish. And even with all those fish, the net didn't break. Interesting concept right there. The net didn't break, right? And Jesus said, breakfast is ready. He told Peter, bring some of those fish over here. I'm going to cook them. So that we know what they had for breakfast. It was a McDonald's fish sandwich. And they knew it was the master because they saw him in the miracle, Mike. And so often we see God after we've gone through such a difficult time, whatever it might be, and suddenly we obey. All right, okay, I'm going to go put the net down on the right side of the boat this time, right? I mean, come on. I mean, logic? Those fish should have been on both sides of the boat, right?
Right.
Of course. But then God comes through, and we are amazed. We're amazed when he comes through. Nan, talk to us about that. We get startled sometimes because God answers our prayers.
Well, I think that shows our humanism. You know, I mean, you know, you go, you pray, you trust God. You're going to, you know, I need this. I praise you. I know that you're going to bring this to me. You're going to help in this situation. You're going to move. Then when he does, like you said, we're like, wow, you know. And there's nothing wrong being excited about him doing it. We should be excited. It's when we're surprised.
Exactly.
You know, we shouldn't be surprised because when you pray by faith,
yeah.
You're believing.
Yeah.
You're believing that he's going to move.
Exactly,
so,
you are.
So respond with excitement, not questioning.
Amen.
I know I'm working on a book about faith.
Yeah.
I just loved it.
Right.
And one of the things I put in there was one of the chapters that I haven't worked on yet, but is you ask, you receive.
Right.
Why do you question?
Yeah. But we do that, Mike. Talk to us about that. We do that so often.
Well, Pastor, I agree with you. There should have been fish on both sides of that boat. But from what I get from the story is, I think Jesus just wanted them to listen to him.
Absolutely.
Of course there was fish on both sides.
Totally agree.
But they didn't get nothing when they cast it on their own.
No.
So if you go fishing by yourself,
right.
You're not going to catch a fish.
Right.
But if you listen to the Lord, you're going to have more fish than you
can use. Obedience brings results.
Exactly.
Would we agree with that? Obedience brings results. When we listen, when we don't try to just focus on the lack, right? But we say, okay, God, am I doing something here what do you want me to do? I need to make an adjustment.
Exactly.
What kind of adjustment do I need to make? It's just like my son's had my car for the last 5 weeks. And when I went to Texas to retrieve my car, you know, the other day, I get in it and I go, oh my gosh. And I forget, you know, that he's a lot taller than me. And all the settings on everything was a mess, right? I mean, the mirrors, everything, the seat, up, down, you know, everything was like, he had moved the stuff. I hope he's not listening right now. I'm not mad at him for this at all. I just found it interesting. He had moved the things that I keep in the door, you know, that I'm handy, and those were all gone. I thought, where'd those go? So I had to look for them, and I found them, you know. But everything was moved around to suit his convenience, which is fine. He's driving the car, right? And I think so often we're doing everything to suit us, right? And God sees the bigger picture, right? And, you know, with that, it was like kind of, it was comical because it just showed the difference in our size, you know, our height, et cetera. And the way he likes the seat, the way I like it, we all have those differences. But when we obey and listen to God, then there are adjustments that sometimes we need to make. So Nan talked to me about that. When we focus on Jesus and not the situation, that's what I'm trying to get to, Nan.
Well, sometimes it's so difficult to do. There again, you know, we talked many times about getting in the Word. And we've already been talking about that the first hour. Getting in the Word, reading the Word, you know, and, you know, I mean, John, we've learned, told us that Jesus is the Word, you know, and we need to do that. I was thinking, you know, some people might say, well, my relationship isn't to what Jen's is or what Mike's is or what Pastor's is, and, you know, everyone's at their own level.
Right.
So I needed to say that. Everyone's at their own level.
Right.
And we're all at different levels, and that's okay because that's where we are.
Yes.
And some people may be at a higher level is someone else because they look to Jesus for direction.
Right.
They look to God for direction. They spend time in the Word. They spend time in prayer, praise, worship. you know, and, you know, you grow that relationship by doing those things.
Right.
You know, by obeying. We've talked about obedience. They obeyed Jesus. Look what they got. They got a big haul. You know,
right.
They weren't getting it operating on their own knowledge, their own, well, let's just throw it in. But when they listened to Jesus,
then it all turned around.
They obeyed him. Yes.
And we've got to get to this last point on this show. We talked about it at length this morning. When Jesus asks Peter, after they ate, after their tummies were full, in verse 15, Jesus says to Peter, "Do you love me more than these?" And that whole sentence, I have not been able to get out of my head for the last 24, 48 hours. Do you love me more than these? Do we love him, our wonderful Lord and Savior? Do we love him enough? We started out talking about praising him. And no matter what's going on in our lives, do we love him enough to obey him? Do we love him enough than more than our opinion? Do you love me more than these? What are these? It can be all kinds of things, right? And Jesus is asking him, and I pointed this out this morning in verse 15. He uses the Greek word agape or agapeo. Do you ardently love me? Do you really, really love me? Do you love me earnestly? And Peter answers and says, I have a friendship love for you. I think you're okay. You're a good guy. I'm fond of you. The word in the original Greek means I'm fond of you. Jesus asked him if he ardently and enthusiastically loved him, and he responds, you're okay. I'm fond of you. Talk to me about that, Mike. I mean, the contrast there, you know, is so interesting, don't you think?
Well, you would think if you're talking to the Lord, the King of Kings, and he's just your friend, and if you're talking to a friend that you have that's just an acquaintance, you can say, yeah, you're okay.
Yeah.
But if you're talking to your mom or your dad, no, mom, no, dad, I love you more than anything in the world.
Right.
You're number one.
And you would have thought Peter would have been more enthusiastic.
Yeah.
But he was honest because he was still reeling from how circumstances had not gone the way he thought they were going to go with Jesus. Jan, talk to us about this, and then we'll go to Nan.
I think that point that when Jesus was asking Simon Peter, he was trying to ask Peter what his heart is all about. What's inside your heart?
Yeah.
Not just you love me because I'm doing miracles. You love me because
yes.
I'm doing this for you. He's kind of like asking Simon Peter to, what's beneath all of that? Do you
right.
love me just because I'm a God? I do miracles, you know, just to give a sustainable answer for.
That's exactly right. 2 Chronicles 16:9 says this: the eyes of the Lord roam to and fro around the earth, looking for those whose hearts are completely his. Mm-hmm. Okay? And I think Jesus was looking for that right there with
right.
Peter.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you love me?
Right.
Yep. You know, and he goes, I'm fond of you. You're okay. You know? Nan, talk to us about this whole concept right here about loving.
Well, you know, we need to love and we need to obey.
Right.
You know, how deep is our love for him?
Yeah.
Will we obey him? You know, like the disciples obeyed, you know, and then they realized who he was, but they obeyed, you know.
Right.
What came to my mind about love and obeying, it came, I hadn't thought of this in years, probably about 7 or 8 years ago. I love TV. I love to watch TV programs. Oh, my gosh. And God said, okay, you need to give it up for 30 days. I'm like, okay.
I remember when you did that.
Mm-hmm. And I did that. During the period I did that,
yeah,
my favorite singer passed away. And it was very big national news. And all the coverage and all the funeral and all the interviews and all, I missed all of it. And I was really not happy, to be honest. I was not happy with that. But I loved my God enough. That said, you directed me to not watch TV for 30 days, and I didn't. And I did that because I loved my God.
Yeah, yeah.
I loved him so much that I would obey him and do what he said to do, even though it went against part of it. First of all, it went against my grain to give up TV. Second of all, to miss all the coverage of my favorite singer passing away. But you know what? It's fun. Has it affected me negatively? No. Have I moved on? Yes. Hadn't thought about it in years. But during that 30-day period, I grew in God because I was filling that time with spending time with him.
Amen.
You know, and there have been, you know, how much love do you have for me, Peter? Will you love me? How much love will you give up these? What will you give up? The these in our life, whatever the these are. For other people, TV may not have been a problem. Oh, I watch TV, not a big deal. They have something else that is the these in their life.
And I think but Jesus was calling Peter's attention to how much he really did love Jesus. Because here in this passage, he follows this with, feed my lambs. Okay? Then on down, shepherd my sheep. So this was Peter's call to ministry. And he's saying, I'm going to accept you where you are. Because on the third time that he asked Peter, do you love me more than these? He uses the Greek word philia, friendship love. Do you have at least a friendship love for me? Because if you do, then we're going to be okay. Go ahead and feed my lambs. Okay? We do not have a perfect, intense love for God when we first get to know him. Mm-mm. It takes time. Talk to us about that, Nan. I think he was accepting Peter right where he is. And he was also saying, Peter, I got a job for you to do. You're going to feed my lambs. You're going to shepherd my sheep. And I accept you right where you are.
Well, and I'm glad he does.
Amen.
I'm glad he accepts us where we are, you know. And, you know, people may say, well, I still call them God to do this, whatever the this is. Well, oftentimes when you feel called, it's not necessarily that particular moment.
Right.
Because you're not equipped. You know, who God calls, he will equip.
Oh, absolutely.
Who he calls, he will equip. But we have to grow in God, you know. I mean, I can think of someone who I know personally who felt they were called into the ministry. But yet, they weren't taking that time to spend time growing to reach the point where God could use them in the ministry that I know for a fact, because God revealed it to me. I know for a fact God has a calling on that person. But because they chose not to spend that time, more seasoned in the Word, more seasoned in God.
Sure.
They at this point have missed the boat. And I'm praying that they'll come around, you know?
Yeah.
But he accepts us where we are, and we grow in stature as we spend time with him and as we move forward in him.
Right.
And then he will continue to equip us for the next level, the next level, the next level.
Yeah.
But we start somewhere. He accepts us that, yes, you're our friend.
Right.
Except the Peter, yes, you're my friend. He calls them to be a mighty man of him.
I that's all right on. He does accept us. Let's look at verse 17 of John 21. When Jesus says the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Here's where he goes back to accepting Peter on his level. Says, and he uses the word in the Greek, philia. So do you have an affection for me? Do you have a friendship love for me? And Peter says, he was upset. It says he's upset, and he says, Master, you know everything there is to know. You've got to know that I love you. But you know what? Peter uses filio there too. Peter says, you know I've got a friendship love for you. Okay? But that's not what Jesus asked him the first two times. The first two times he goes, do you ardently, enthusiastically love me? Supremely, perfectly, agape. Do you agape me? But Peter, every time, says, I have a friendship love for you. I love you, but, you know. With that, Jesus says, okay, I take you right where you are, Peter. Get to work. Feed my sheep. get busy. Here's my point, people. If it can be work with Peter like this, it can with us too. God accepts us right where we are, and he wants to use us, and he can use us regardless of our hang-ups and our problems. Jen, do you want to comment on that? And we'll go to Mike after that.
Well, I kind of like tell a while ago that we were sometimes like Simon Peter. We were just sometimes not. Our mouth is different. The words in our coming in our mouth is totally different what it's in our heart.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we were like that. That we were trying to pretend that we're okay, but we're not. But when we try to open our hearts, accept Jesus, Jesus will still gonna love us. That even though we messed up, even though what we tend to ignore him a lot of times, he's always there for
Amen.
Us.
Amen. Amen. Good. Well said, Mike.
Yeah, and I believe that if you ever had a relationship with the Lord and you knew him personally, and for some reason or another you just laid the cross down and just walked off and left him where you laid that cross down at, and forgot you knew him, and you don't talk to him anymore, and you don't have that personal relationship,
yeah,
all you'd have to do is call on his name.
Amen.
And he would be right there.
Amen. That's how it is. That's it. Because he agapes us. He loves us with perfect love. Enthusiastically, ardently, he loves
us. It's that amazing grace.
It is that amazing grace.
Unmerited favor.
Woo! Absolutely. Nan, did you have anything you want to add to that?
Well, I did that before I came to Beacon, you know, because of something that happened at a church. I walked away from God for 7 years, I believe it was. You know, but then he wooed me back, you know, kind of drew me back, and I found Beacon through a friend, and then renewed that relationship. And like Mike said, it just picked it up where I left, you know, and
Amen.
Praise God for that. I mean, I've grown a lot since being at Beacon, you know, the 10 years I've been there, you know.
Amen and amen. Jesus.
I think a lot of us are in that boat.
We are, yeah. Jesus, I believe, Big Daddy Weave. See if you can relate to this song. I love this song.
I want to walk with you, Jesus. Feel your presence and know you're near. I want to see you, Jesus, move in power and cast out fear. I need to hear you now. I need to know it's you. I'm standing on your promises. I know your word is true. You're bigger than what I see. It's you in exchange for me. Cause even the impossible can be reality. Jesus, I believe. Jesus, I believe. I wanna say what you're saying. Speaking life to what is dead. And I want to cling to you, Jesus. Ooh, hanging on your every breath. I need to hear you now. I need to know it's you. I'm standing on your promises. I know your words are true. You're bigger than what I see. And it's you in exchange for me. It's even the impossible is your reality. Jesus, I believe. Jesus, I believe.
promises. I know your word is true. You're bigger than what I see. It's you in exchange for me. 'Cause even the impossible is your reality. I need to hear you now. I need to know it's you. I'm standing on your promises. I know your words are true. You're bigger than what I see. It's you in exchange for me. 'Cause even the impossible is your reality. God, even the impossible is your reality. Jesus, I believe. Help my unbelief, God.
Declaration of faith.
Jesus,
I believe. Pray with us now, if you will. And some of you out there are probably thinking, well, I believe, but something's missing in my life, and I'm not really sure what it is. I propose to you today that God wants you to really take a step of faith in falling in love with Him. Just absolutely say, Lord, I know I've not been as obedient as I should be, or I'm just kind of lost in my circumstances and I'm focusing on the circumstances and not on you. Commitment. Whatever it is, you know? Do you want to say something, Mike? Go ahead.
Commitment.
Commitment. I think a lot of people have a hard time with commitment. They, right. You know, even when it comes to coming to church, things like that, they have a hard time. But getting in the Word and really praying and saying, God, I want to be what you want me to be. And I love that song because Jesus, I believe, and I'm getting so bogged down. We all get so bogged down in our circumstances. Nan, talk to us a minute, will you? What do you feel about that?
Well, we get bogged down in our circumstances. I'm thinking when people go bogging with their trucks, you know, they come out of those bogging times.
You're talking about mudding? Going mudding?
Yeah, that's it, mudding. Yeah, what do I know?
Yeah.
But they come back covered.
Right.
With mud.
Yeah, they do.
That's caked on, that's dried on. And that's a show of, you know, whatever, what that means. But that's how we are. We get so bogged down, we almost get encamped.
Yes.
Covered with all that bondage.
We do. And a lot of times we can't see the forest for the trees. We don't even know what to do about the situation we're in.
Mm-hmm.
Jen, do you want to comment on that? Because I think it's so cool that Peter, evidently, his life was changed from that moment on, mm-hmm. because he became, you know, such an amazing missionary and ambassador for Jesus. You know, his life was changed.
Right. Because that time, it gives Peter a realization on what he'd done to Jesus.
Yes.
What the things that he done wrong.
Right.
Kind of like as a human nature, we're always messing up, but God is always there with us.
Right.
To all our listeners, if you messed up, just open your hearts to God and give time to Him, talk to Him, and He'll give you an answer.
Very well said. Very well said. And that is what we have to do. When we spend time with Him and we get in the Word and we say, Lord, speak to me through your Word today. Mm-hmm. Or speak to me through a song or something. And He does it, Mike. I mean, it's so amazing. When we ask Him to do that, He will do it. He does it. You know?
Yes, He does.
But I think so often we just get so caught up in our situation, our circumstance, that we don't take time.
And when we don't pray and talk to Him, we don't think He's there and we don't think He's listening.
That's exactly right. But He is. But He is listening. Nan, comment. Getting ready to get out of here in just a minute.
Well, I pass.
Okay.
I just wanted to share something also about giving time to God, reading His Word. Sometimes you're going to have a moment to where you're connecting yourself into the story of the Bible.
Yeah.
That it was you. It was happening to you.
Yes,
it was happening nowadays. So the answer is there. All you need to do is give time to yourself, open the Bible, or read His Word, and you'll see the answer. whatever is going on in this world, you have the answer.
Your wisdom is amazing. I am so proud of you, and you and Mike both. I mean, you're fairly new to our radio team, and I tell you, you're both doing a great job, and you're just a blessing. And I know you enjoy it. We enjoy having you here.
They are. Yeah. They are.
Aren't they a blessing, Nan?
Oh, they're a big-time blessing. A lot of wisdom comes with those two.
Yes, it does. So I guess we're summing all this up to say that we can keep our eyes on our circumstances, and if we do, we're going to probably fall, and we will not get the answers we need. But when we put our eyes on Jesus, and when we say, Lord, I want to fall in love with you more. I want to love you more. Teach me how to do that. And I tell you, as you do that, the word opens up and you realize it's all right there in front of you. You just have to absorb it. You got to get it down inside, right, Mike?
Yes.
You got to take the time to get it down in there. We take the time to watch all kinds of other things. It's time to spend time in the word and talking to him. We can all do better on that. We can all do better.
Amen.
Nan, some final thoughts from you.
Yes, I had to pass because I was finishing a poem.
Okay.
Jesus accepts us where we are. This is the truth. Believe such. He meets us regardless of where we are because he loves us so much. Satan will try to mess with our thoughts. We need to resist that in Jesus' name. Mm. We will move forward in him. We will not remain the same. The decision is totally up to us. Just what decision will we make today? We will find. We will feel so much better. Please believe this now what I say.
Wow. Praise God.
That
great
goes
poem.
Along with Peter and the situation with Peter.
It does.
And, you know, he met Peter where he was.
Yes.
He has met all of us where we are, and he will meet everybody where they are.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Woo, a final thought. Thank you, Nan. That is excellent. Thank you for that poem. Final thought, Jen, before we get out of here?
Well, I just want to thank everyone that listened to us and to all the people that's watching us.
Yes.
This is not just a coincidence that you were listening to us. It is a way of God to tell you what you need to do in times of this hard moment with us, in times of what's going on in this world.
Right.
Thank you. He gives us answer.
He gives us the answers. Thank you, Jen. You are a super blessing. Michael.
Kind of like us sitting here talking, we don't know who's listening.
Right.
And sometimes when we're talking to God, we don't think he's listening.
Right.
And he's always there.
He is.
He's there listening all
the
time.
He is. Thank you, Mike and Jen Cumbus. Thank you, Nan Watson.
Thank you.
What a joy. Thank you. Thank you all. We enjoy doing the show. We love doing it. And we'd love to hear from you. You can send any prayer requests, and you can send any comments to prayers@bohmglobal.com. And for all of you that are new to the ministry of Beacon of Hope, I encourage you to just go to our website. That's where you need to go, bohmglobal.com. You'll find out everything you need to know. So, with all that said, that concludes our series on Believe and Receive in the Book of John. Next week, we start a whole new series on prayer. You want to hear it, and you want to get a notebook and take good notes. So, hope to see you listening with us next week at 3 p.m. right here on TantalkNetwork.com or YouTube. Go to TantalkRadio/live. And if you have a prayer request, send them to prayers@bohmglobal.com. God bless you. This has been Mike and Jen, Nan, and me, Pastor Marcia, bringing you the word today from Beacon of Hope Ministries. God bless you.
It's you in exchange for me. It's even the impossible can be reality. Jesus, I believe. Jesus, I believe. I want to say what you're saying, speaking life to what is dead. And I want to cling to you, Jesus, who hanging on your every breath. I need to hear you now. I need to know it's you. I'm standing on your promises. I know your words are true. You're bigger than what I see.
it's you in exchange for me. 'Cause even the impossible is your reality. Jesus, I believe. Jesus, I believe. So let your kingdom come. I know your word is true. You're bigger than what I see. It's you in exchange for me. 'Cause even the impossible is your reality. I need to hear you now.